the new moon in Sagittarius, what are you co-creating? What are you setting your highest intentions for? And what are you setting them to? Are you being mindful of where you let your thoughts wander? I know that it's been like fucking shit show feelings, emotions being brought up, and it's almost like it's like a trap or something, like getting you to fall back into the fears and into these patterns and behaviors that you know you no longer resonate with. It's been difficult to kind of break away from those old paradigms, the old program that you were living in. It's kind of like you've done so much work and you've done all this good that you think that you're exempt from the flow, the cycles, the patterns. You think you're free of those, but then one little trigger and you get shown that you're not being mindful, and you're letting yourself get drawn back in, is what I'm trying to say. It's confusing, it gets overwhelming, but then it's time to step back and take a look at what it's trying to teach you and what it's trying to tell you. I'm trying to co-create a future that is, you know, for the highest good of the collective and for the collective. And I, you know, have been setting my intentions so hard and throwing out the old ways of thinking, because that was what was holding me back, were those self-limiting beliefs. And I worked really hard on trying to purge them. And then I kind of got drawn back a little bit, one little setback, and it made me think that I was going to spiral. And I knew, you know, after talking it out, it was just kind of like a brief moment that was that clarity, that beautiful sign that everything is in divine timing and it's time to just co-create. And even if that means sitting still and doing some visionary work and envisioning and setting the time to look into, you know, doing a vision board or just setting the intentions and writing them down or meditating into a state of where you're creating your future and sitting within and going to your higher self and really finding a path that suits the collective and for you and what works for you and your higher self to create this bond, that you can sit and listen to your intuition and know exactly what you're supposed to do and the move you're supposed to make and when you're supposed to sit still and not do anything. Right now, I am being told I'm supposed to sit still and just listen and not rush and take the time to be patient with myself and with my surroundings. And that's really kind of what's going to guide me into my new journey into life, is patience and being present and being absorbent, or being able to absorb everything and learn from everything. And so I think right now I'm just being told I have to sit still. And for somebody who was in a survival mindset for the day, was in a survival mindset for so long, that I had to survive, you know, it's really, it's been difficult to learn, that slower pace, or not to have the need to do more, be more, say more, but just to find the time to be patient and go within, because within lies a whole lot of knowledge and wisdom and like a gatekeeper of brilliance. And if I would just be still and listen and learn, then I would be more able-bodied to embody the patience and embody the things that I need to. And that's really what is this is about, is working on that and staying in the mindset of divine timing is always working in my favor for the greatest good of my life and for this planet and Mama. And so I keep resonating with that and telling myself these things because I know that this journey is going to be wild and it's going to be crazy. And I just have to be patient with myself and make sure I'm able to learn and continue to be teachable forever. It's been very refreshing and eye-opening and magical to have the mirrored reflections all around me, to have the collective kind of just show their face to me in a physical embodiment here on this planet. To be thrown in the mix of people that I am blessed to have met. Everyone is a blessing that has been put into my life, regardless of it, if it was a lesson, a blessing, or what the fuck ever they say. But these mirrored images and these mirrored reflections and that I'm seeing now, it's like how do you discredit your higher self and try to place some kind of limitation on your abilities and what you're working with when you see yourself being surrounded with exactly what you asked to be surrounded with and situations you asked to be put into and all of the magic that you are creating and seeing unfold in front of your eyes, like how do you discredit all of that? And it's for me, it was a lot of years of conditioning and programming, and it's about breaking those programs. And that's exactly what I've been doing and releasing it is breaking it down and then releasing it. And not just sweeping it under a rug, but just fucking completely throwing it out and learning from it and making it part of not a story, but making it part of a growth, making it part of an evolution inside of me that I can now make the different choices and move differently. And just being able to see that all those puzzle pieces are being put together, and I'm literally watching it like a like one big synchronicity happening. It's like it's so beautiful and it's magical and it's the actual like drive inside of me that makes me realize that I'm more powerful than I've been giving myself credit for. And it's just beautiful to be put into an observer state of mind for long enough to be able to be like, holy shit, this is fucking happening. Like, this life is revealing itself to me as I'm asking it to, and universe is literally like on a silver platter handing me everything that I've been asking for. And I have the audacity to not be patient with divine timing. And I think that's a lot of the shit that we have to release coming into the new moon, and especially this one. Fuck you guys. It's been a roller coaster ride, but if you sit back and you look at what you've been thinking, you'll see you've been creating everything you've been thinking, right, wrong, indifferent, good, bad, whatever you put a label of on it. You're creating it. Your mind is creating it. Because like you could look at someone's situation and you see completely different than they do. It's because we're all, working from a certain program that we've been taught in, but growth from it is when you can step back and say, instead of using my program, my fucking master program ability in co-creating, to create that living hell, why don't you create that living heaven, that Zion, that now moment that you've been waiting for? Live in the now and you will have it. And to be super present with that is kind of just what I've been sitting with today, and that knowing of just being, and how grateful I am to have that, or kind of reveal itself to me today. It's God, it's so cool. I hope that everyone is using this time, of things of grander perspective, or you just use this time to be mindful on what you want, and make it to where it's for the greatest of the good. See the light, see, the dark, and have them working together to create this harmony and this peace that, is deserved. You have an option right now, where you want to take this journey or this path to, and to really be thinking about the co-creation that you're doing with higher self, with source energy, because we're coming into a time where you have to make a decision. And the things that used to matter won't. So start sitting with yourself and listening to yourself more than anyone else. Nobody knows what's exactly the best for you besides you, and your gut. That's gonna tell you who, what, when, where, and why is for the greater good or not. And it's up to you to listen. So that's what you really need to be focusing on, is your intuition right now, and using it for the greatest good, and using your intuition and not using the old program of hurt and fear. It's about deconstructing that, and then taking in this new moon energy, and really really just taking away the power that the fear has. Take it away, and that's how you grow, and that's how you mature, is by taking that fear away, or taking the power that the fear has away, and proving to yourself that it's not doing anything but creating chaos in your life. So the moment you do that and let this new moon energy bring in your power, stepping into it and creating that life of abundance that you deserve, that you were sent here to rightfully have, this is what you're allowed to do, is break free from the program or the pain. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to heal. You're allowed to grow and blossom and break the old patterns. You're allowed to do those things, and this is the best time for you to be doing that. You've been sitting in the dark. This is the darkest time of the year. You've been sitting in the dark, and you can either use this to be a depressive state or a growth state, and slipping in and out of it is okay. The growth and the stopping, but use the time wisely. Learn from that pain, grow from that pain, see that pain as an offering to growth. Offer it to see a different side, or to be able to observe it differently and make different choices. Use it as that time to grow from it, to absolutely know that there's the light that comes after the dark. That blossoming stage, you're there. Grow, evolve, Don't stay in the old. There's no room for that with what's coming. There's no room to stay stagnant. There's no room for people who don't want to grow, for people who don't want to heal. You have to raise your vibration. You have to raise your frequency. You have to really be mindful, you guys. That is just the main, that is the main thing that just keeps repeating itself to me, is staying mindful, staying centered, staying balanced, and not absorbing the outside chaos, the outside world. And you're raising the vibration and you're raising all of this for yourself, which is going to help the collective. So continue to stay in that knowing, that balanced feeling that you get when you're not staying in that past story of victimhood or that past story of pain, of hurt. When you process it and burn the cords that have kept you captive, you allow the new energy in to grow and mature and to be able to hold the reins and not think and react with just because of the emotion attached to whatever is bothering you. To stay centered and grounded in self-love and self-care for every movement that you make. Make sure you're doing it for you. And then the benefits that you get from doing all the good and the right and the moving the way you're supposed to help yourself evolve, there, all the rewards just start piling up. And it's because you're doing the things for you, and you're doing the things to create a path of whatever your truths and your righteousness is, whatever spirit leads you to do. That's the main objective, is the cosmic, you know, collective, and that love and that rise of spirit within is exactly what I'm working for. I have ceremony coming up this weekend, and I could not be more excited. I have made way for all of the new, all of the greatest good to help me rise high up in everything that I'm looking to accomplish, the goals that I have personally set for within myself, my family goals, the goals I have for my land. I have so many things that I'm working towards. In ceremony, I just, when I have these things that I know that I am trying to co-create, it's so nice to be able to go to ceremony and kind of release any of the residual or any of the old things that I've held on to. It's a way for me to purge them out and have kind of that headspace to do it and release it and no longer let things that don't serve me be within. And I cannot wait to release all of this and to grow and to be just one with myself and be able to sit with the medicine. I'm so grateful for everything that comes along with this healing that I am going to be doing this weekend. The timing of it, this is just the most beautiful time to be alive. And I'm so thankful and grateful. And I hope that you all can come and join me for another episode of the Psychonauts Mirror with your local hood hippie extraordinaire. Yeah, that's me. I really am looking forward to sharing this end of the year journey. Oh my God, all of the magic that's going to happen this weekend, you motherfucking guys. Oh my God. It's about to get real. It's about to get raw. It's about to get so juicy up on her. I'm so excited to share this with you all. Oh, I love you guys so much. I hope that this resonates with you guys. And if it doesn't, oh fucking well. I hope you enjoy it. I hope that you know that I love you all so much. I hope to get back on here and start doing more of this. It's starting to be a little bit more prepared within so I can display that and really kind of focus my energy on my goals. And this is one of my goals, is to build this up to be able to help the collective and to be able to reach the people I need to reach and touch the lives and seed the lives of ones I need to. That's the ultimate goal. It's not to rise to fame, it's to bring the light where it needs to be and the water where it needs to nourish. And I love you all so much, and I hope that this can help you see that you will rise. Keep that mind right, keep your intentions high, keep your goals in sight, keep moving, keep progressing. You've got this, you've got this, you've got this. I love you guys, and I will see you for ceremony unless I get a little bug in my ear that I need to do one of these. I will podcast it. But for right now, I will see you all later. I love you so very much. I don't know what kind of accent that was, but whatever. I love you all. Bye.